Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In just a matter of hours, we will be bringing an end to the year of 2017. Before long, calendars for 2018 will soon adorn our walls if they haven't already. We'll be seeing surveys of all different kinds of things telling us of what the memorable moments were of 2017 to see of how well we remember the year that we have just lived through. But before we get to the new year, we have tonight, we have our New Year's Eve service. We look back one last time at 2017 and see the wonderful eternal truths that our God has given to us, so we may step aright into 2018. To help us see what those eternal truths are, we have before us the words of Moses, where he writes in Psalm 90, verses 1 through 12. He writes, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, 'Return to dust, you mortals.' 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow. For they quickly pass away and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger. Your wrath is great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." This is the word of our Lord, my brothers and sisters in Christ. While we will be preparing to mark a new year in just a matter of hours, there's a person who will not be marking any new years because time doesn't really apply to them. This person that I'm talking about, the person whom Moses writes about, is God, who is eternal. God, who has been around since before the creation of the world, before the mountains came into being, he was. He's the one who brought time into this world, and he will be around when time has long gone, has stopped again. It's our Lord who is eternal that has a different concept of time than what you or I do. As Moses tells us what time feels like to our God using figurative language, that 1,000 years in God's sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. What seems like forever to us is just but a passing moment to our Lord. For he is the eternal God. He is the eternal refuge for people of all time. Because not only is our God eternal outside of time, but he also is not affected by it. He also is made so that way who he is today is the same as yesterday. He will not change. The Lord who made the heavens and the earth in the Garden of Eden, the same refuge as he was then as he is today. The refuge that he will be through all of the times to come. As we prepare to mark in a new year, we have a world that is full of changes, full of variables. What a blessing it is to have our God who is eternally our refuge. I don't know about you, but when I come to a New Year's Eve or come into a new year, I realize yet again just how quickly time passes. Think back to last New Year's Eve. What were the big things going on? What has changed since then? The big top 10 songs that were big in 2016 are, I barely recognize what they were. Maybe for some of you, you have called a place to be a new home. You've moved to a different state, a different part of town. Friends and fashions have fallen in and out of favor. As we go across time, one thing remains the same, that everything is always changing and changing. And just when we think we finally got a handle of it, it changes on us again. But there's one thing that won't change. That's true for you and true for me. Is that the time is coming when we will no longer be alive in this world. The time is coming we will not be celebrating New Year's Eve in a wonderful church building, but New Year's Eve will find us in a graveyard or in a cemetery. I know that is to be the case, because where sin is, it's where we have death. That's what God told Adam in the Garden of Eden, that where there is sin, there is death, because death is the consequence. It is the punishment of sin. There's one thing in common that you and I have, is it is that we sin, that we're going to suffer that consequence of death one day because of how we have lived in this past year. I wonder how many times have we angered our God with the way we approach His Word, the way we approach His wonderful sacraments, with flighty church attendance this past year, or the way we stand up for His Word when we hear it under attack among our friends and family. Moses tells us in Psalm 90 that you, God, have set our iniquities before you, that our secret sins are in the light of your presence. God knows all things. There are no secrets before Him. What are your secret sins from 2017? Are they found in the click of the mouse? The screens of your smartphone? Are they found in the words that you spoke about another person that did absolutely nothing to build up their reputation but tear them down? One thing is true from 2017, is that you and I certainly deserve to die, deserve that consequence that is coming our way. Because our Lord is simply not pleased with how we have lived. What's going to come for me is going to come for you, that one day there will be dust, death, and there will be dust. And we think about that. We think about New Year's Eve. It can often make us wonder what it is we are celebrating. Many times we think of the new year, the time to start over, to make things right, to begin afresh. Lots of hope, lots of promise for the new year. But when we see who we are and who we will continue to be, the new year doesn't seem to be so great and happy. Because time really is flying by. Things change quickly. Moses compares to how quickly time is for us compared to God by comparing us to the new grass of the morning. When sunrise comes, there is the dew and the cooler temperatures that the grass comes into life. But what happens to the grass by the time the sun sets? The heat has come and withered it up. And within the span of one day, the grass is alive and the grass has died. So our lives, in comparison to God's eternity, can often seem just the passing of a moment, just the passing of a few hours. Doesn't that change the way you look towards the new year? To wonder if life really is passing as quickly, 70, 80 years if we have the strength, and just full of trouble and sorrow and ends with a moan. Where is our hope? Where is the answer to our sinful mortality? I point you not to yourself. I point you to the eternity that God has. There's nothing that you and I can do to escape this rat race of life, to escape the consequence that we are going to suffer. No matter what technology we develop, no matter what healthy habits we practice, death is going to come to each and every one of us. Unless we go to the eternal answer, the eternal refuge we find in our Lord, to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Just last week, we celebrated Christmas Eve. And the promise of our Savior and the wonderful joy that continues through all time. Because it is in our Savior we find the eternal refuge. We find the answer to our sinful mortality, our thoughts of doom and gloom about the future. Because it's our Savior who gives us the eternal hope we need in this life. Who came to Bethlehem just as promised in the Old Testament. Who lived according to all of those prophecies to be that substitute we need so badly. By listening to God where Adam and Eve did not. But keeping all those laws that the nation of Israel could not. The laws that Moses brought down from Mount Sinai. By enduring the full punishment. The full wrath that God has for sins on that cross. It's by His death that you and I have hope for the future, that you and I have an eternal refuge. It's that hope that gives us the confidence to look forward. I will grant you that even knowing what our eternal hope is, it doesn't change the fact that, yes, our bodies will return to dust. And that, yes, one day that death will come to us as well. But although our bodies may pass away, do you know where our souls will be? With the eternal refuge. Where there is no more pain and no more sorrow. That is the refuge. That is the hope we have in God's Word. The hope that shows us that this life, it is truly a blessed life. For when we understand what that hope is that we have, that no matter what happens in this world, no matter how much changes, we have heaven waiting for us. We have God on our side. We have God's forgiveness. You know what 2018 now becomes? It's not a countdown to when we will be in the grave, but is now another year we experience God's blessings. Another year we get to be with the eternal refuge. Another year closer to be with our refuge in heaven itself. And New Year's Eve is a reminder of those eternal truths that we have. That although this world may be changing, although things may not be the greatest here, the life that is to come is far greater than the life we can imagine here. For we have an eternal truth, an eternal hope. We have an eternal refuge. How correct Moses is to write, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. That our God is our refuge. The 70, 80 years that we live on this side of heaven are no longer hopeless. For God is with us. The 70, 80 years we have on this side of heaven are not pointless like that of some grass. For we are loved by our God and known by the Almighty One Himself. The power of our Lord is with us. battling us, shielding us from Satan's attacks in this coming year, giving us that constant confidence of where we will be when life on here comes to a close. That is the refuge you have in your God. That is the refuge that can never be taken away. That is the joy that is surely ours. A joy that we need to go to all so often. In just a few minutes, we'll be reading a list of members of Grace Lutheran who have passed away this past calendar year. And as I read those names, I know many of you, myself included, we miss the people who are no longer with us. We grieve their loss and their affection and their personalities. But take joy in where they are now. They are no longer in this world of pain and sorrow and troubles. They're with the eternal refuge. And that won't be the case for just another 70, 80 years until they go to the next phase, but that will be for all time. But perhaps most comforting of all, when we read those names, you can have the proof that when New Year's Eve finds you not here, but your body as in dust, that your soul will be up with those saints who are already in heaven. That you will escape this world of life, this life of trouble and sorrow. For you will be with your eternal refuge. That's a promise that this changing world can never give you. But until that blessed day comes when we get to be with our eternal refuge face to face, surround yourself in your eternal refuge here in this world. Make a renewed commitment to come to God and His Word and see what wonderful truths that we have, like Moses spells out for us in Psalm 90. To come here and worship with your brothers and sisters in Christ who praise the Lord in word and song on a Sunday morning. To make use of your pastoral servants in the many ways that they are here to share God's word with you. To download that Bible app or to crack open the Bible that's been collecting dust. For it's in God's word we find our eternal refuge. And after you've gone to your refuge, don't keep that joy to yourself. Don't keep that refuge to yourself. But share it with others. Keep an eye out for those who are under or who are unchurched. Take the initiative. Share with them what the eternal refuge we have in our God. And if you're planning on making a New Year's resolution, maybe include keeping on top of your spiritual health as well. Because the fact is, we never know when our last day will come. But if we are in God's word, we may then be found ready to join our eternal refuge whenever it is He calls us home to heaven. In a world that is changing so much, it's nice to have truths that do not change. The truth of our God. The one who will never change, the one who will always be with us. As we step into 2018, you have that eternal refuge guiding you everywhere you go. I don't know what this coming year is going to be for you. I don't know what it will be for me. Maybe it'll be the year when you console someone with Scripture's comforting words to show them that they have a God, that they have a Savior, even at their lowest low. Maybe it'll be the year when you invite someone to come with you to worship. And you follow up with them to see how Christ impacted their life that day. And hopefully many more days to come. Maybe it'll be the year when you grow in faith like never before. Because you're going to be tested and tempted like never before. Maybe 2018 is the year that you will join the saints triumphant. and you will escape this life of sorrow and trouble. I know one thing that will remain the same, though. Your God is your eternal refuge. No matter what happens in this life and in the one to come. So listen to Him. Trust in Him. And tell about Him to others as well. Amen.